let's say you had a client come in whose pre-pregnancy BMI showed she had a normal BMI. The recommended amount of weight gain for this client would be about 25 to 35 pounds, which corresponds to the white region on the prenatal weight gain graph for a normal BMI shown here. On her first visit to the office, right around week 5, her weight gain was about 5 pounds, slightly above the recommended amount. On her next visit, it was 5 pounds again, or a pound or so under what's recommended for that visit. On the next 3 visits, she pretty much stayed on track for her target amount. Can you do this for underweight women or women with BMIs that are low or high? You bet. The only difference would be to select the prenatal weight gain graph that corresponds to the woman's pre-pregnancy BMI. For example, a pregnant woman who has a pre-pregnancy BMI below 18.5 should be plotted on the prenatal weight gain graph designated for her pre-pregnancy BMI. As you can see, prenatal weight gain grids are a useful tool allowing you to quickly assess if your client's weight gain puts her at risk or if it is within the recommended range.